podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. So excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. Their customer service is, and again, this is from a Midwestern boy, their customer service is second to none. Whenever I've had any problems with one of my three machines, they've always been able to help us. So go over and check out Dr. Dish. Mention Coach Unplugged, Teach Hoops, any of our podcasts, Coach Collins, and they'll give you $400 off. You won't find a better discount out there. They will take really good care of you. And make sure you tell them I sent you. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. We are the only ones out there that offer 14-day free trial because we believe in our product so much that we want you to come and kick the tires. We want you to take it for a test drive. Nowhere else are you going to find a high school coach who's also coaching. I just got off a phone call with a teachhoops.com member. So who else has my cell phone number and calls me and talks to me about things that he has questions on with his team? Where else are you going to find that on the web? Go over and check it out. Like I've said before, it helps us keep the lights on in these podcasts and our YouTube and everything else free. So go over and check it out. And oh, one more thing I forgot. I was going to say, let's head off. Go leave a review. We love those reviews. We read every one of them. Go leave those 5-star reviews. And let's head off to the podcast. Bye. We're going to talk about one of my babies today, Read and React, and the kind of the hybrid that I do. Ball. Let's do teachhoops.com first for coaches who want to get better. One-stop shop, better than Netflix. So here's the difference. I was talking about this. The difference between a subscription and a membership. So Netflix is a subscription. TeachHoops is a membership. So a subscription, you just pay every month and you get something. Membership is you have community, you have me, you have one-on-one calls, you have office hours.
Netflix does not talk back to you or give you advice. I mean, right. It does give you some it does give you some suggestions, but like you actually get to have interactive conversations.
Right.
We'll watch film with you. We'll take your ideas.
That's a membership. Because you're a member of our community.
And the best thing about TeachHoops, yeah. I don't mean to cut you off, is that it's sometimes you pay for a membership and you get what you get. With TeachHoops, you get what you put into it. So if you really want to get into it and you want to utilize Coach Collins, have conversations with other coaches, you will get your money's worth. It's just like any membership, like going to the gym. You get what you put into it. You know, well, and this is a great opportunity.
My gym membership is going to expire. I'm telling you that my gym subscription is going to collapse. I can't go. I'm not going. I won't let my son go. I won't let him go. But anyway, that's a whole different story.
Different conversation.
All right. So Read and React, Coach. I wrote nothing down for this. No notes.
I know. So I figured you're more of a goop. I've ran a little bit with it as being a varsity since the last couple of years where I was before, but this is more of your.
But here's the funny part: is we run Read and React, but we really don't run Read and React. We run Read and React with a little bit of dribble drive, a little bit of Princeton, flex in it or swing. But
so here's some of the things that I think are super positives for Read and React. Okay. I think it's great if you want to grind a team down, especially if you don't have a team that can score a lot of baskets, which you've used before. Being a motion guy for myself, I think Read and React has that similar feel if you do a good job moving the basketball. It's unpredictable if you do a really good job with it. If you don't do a very good job of screening, we'll talk about that later. But if ran correctly, it's very unpredictable.
Right. I think one of the strengths, I'm going to jump in. I think one of the strengths is everybody can do everything in this.
Right.
And it is hard to scout. Like, you're not sure if a ball screen's coming. You're not sure if a backdoor cut's coming. You're not sure if a screen away is coming. You're not sure if a cut to the basket's coming. You're not sure. There's so many different things that can happen. Now, to get all of those things to happen is a difficult process. But I think that's one of its true strengths.
And then the other thing that I really like about it, it's built on like layers or principles. It's not built on this person goes here and that person goes there. And you can build and create your own layers. So I think one misconception is, and I would suggest anybody that's really a Read and React guy, to go on back to some previous episodes on Coach Unplugged and listen to, is it Rick Tolbert?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I would, and maybe Steve will put that in the show notes, but his conversations with Rick are fantastic, and he's the guy. And like a lot of times people get so caught up in this layer. Same with the Princeton offense that we'll talk about next week. There's multiple layers in the Princeton
right.
offense.
You got to simplify it. So most of people listen, if you're a high school coach and you're listening to high school hoops, you got to simplify. Hey, you can hear the screaming. They're screaming. At least they're doing something in the house. They're not sitting. No, I think that's a big part of it is, you know, pick what your guys do really well. Like my guys cut to the basket really well, but they do it too much. So then we have to work on other aspects of the game to get better at those specific things. I think why I like it is it's not predictable. It teaches them how to play. It teaches them different aspects of the game that are really good. And I love the spacing of it. We run normally five out when we run it. Princeton and Dribble Drive tend to have somebody inside.
Right.
So I like positionless basketball if possible. So even my big, hopefully we have a basketball season this year, but even my big or one of my bigs this year will come out to the 3-point line because it will spread the floor more. So I think that's a real strength for it. Any other strengths for you, Coach?
Like I said, it's something you can definitely create and build on, which I love. But like when it talks about, do you have any more pros?
No, I think I've said them all. Just basically a lot of scoring options. There's lots of scoring
But again, options. Like if you really, because right now this next four sessions are all about pros and cons. If you really want to dive deep, go back to those episodes. Maybe Steve, you can
now put and I'll put some stuff. There's tons of stuff in Teach Hoops too on React.
Maybe you're starting to think, oh yeah, maybe I am a coach that really likes positional basketball and this is what I want for my players. And I think this is what I want. Like hearing the pros and cons kind of gets you started. And then you just have to dive deeper, you know? Because if we really dive deeper, I think a lot of it, not listening to a podcast, you have to be able to take one of the classes in Teach Hoops and read it and watch it on diagrams and get a DVD on it. Like you got to kind of figure out what you want to take from it.
What you want to do. Yeah.
I do think it does take a lot of time to teach. It can be very overwhelming.
Definitely. The next two are probably the hardest and they probably got to be program offenses. Like if you're going to run Princeton or you're going to run Read and React, they got to be program wide. I think you can teach I think you can teach flex and swing. And I think you can teach Dribble Drive later. Like, even if they don't do it at your freshman or sophomore levels, if you're the high school coach, I think you can wait. But the other two almost need to be program-wide.
Yeah, that's funny. I put that down because you have to build layers.
Which can
early
be either
on.
A strength or a weakness, to be honest with you. You know,
right?
Yeah.
It definitely can be. Which then brings continuity within your program, which is really can be a great thing. It can be overwhelming. And sometimes I think we've had discussions that sometimes depending on your groups, you know, it's not very effective if you don't get your guys to screen. It's got to be, I think it's the best Read and React is when you're able to get screening involved in it. A lot of time cutting is great, but if you have no screening or your guys aren't screening, it's just not as effective.
Right. Weaknesses. You got to be able to read.
IQ.
You got to kind of know what they're throwing at you. And I think a weakness is the learning curve. What you were just talking about is that's a weakness. It takes, it takes time to get good at this. This is not like that. So that is definitely something that takes time to get good at it. What else for you?
So Coach? I have a couple questions for you because I felt like being someone that hasn't ran a lot of it but interested in it is like from someone like how do you create your breakdown drills? So, because I feel like
it's a lot of teaching them a specific skill and then moving on to the next skill.
Because I feel like flex and dribble drive, you can really be able to take situations or different drives and create breakdown drills, and they're very easy. Even movement, so like a grab and go is very, very, very effective in the dribble drive, or a jab and go, like
right.
All even basic movements are very effective. Being able to shape up off a screen, off the flex, different learning how to do different post moves, learning to create yourself off a set yourself up or slip screening, you know, slipping off different reads, like and they're certain situations in different spots of the floor. So it's really easy to take those breakdown drills, and then it's easy for them to take those things and put it into their actual 5-on-5 once you're done with it.
Right.
I think one thing that I struggle with and is how do you build these things in these situations, and how does it apply when you get to that 5-on-5?
Well, I think that's where Rick's a genius in the sense that it's layers. Like it's, you know, we work on one, we get really good at a skill before we put another skill in. Like, you know, we're working on cutting and filling the spots. So it's similar in some respects in that, you got to crawl before you walk. And with both of the next two offenses, this one in Princeton, you got to really get good at something first before you move on to the next one. So how you practice plan, how you break down the specific skill sets, how you do it in small sets, like 2-on-2 or 3-on-3 or small sided games, is really important. I can teach dribble drive and flex by just putting five guys out there and just kind of showing you what we need to do, and everyone can kind of get it. That necessarily won't work with these offenses because there's more layers and more processes that have to occur.
And I also think that you have to be very knowledgeable of it too. Like you just can't be, I think any basketball coach in their right mind could read, any guy that's competent earlier in their career can be able to teach a flex or a basic motion or a basic dribble drive. It becomes a lot harder, and it really challenges you as a coach to be able to be a good person, a good coach that can teach read and react, because you really have to break things down. You really, and you got to have the right players, you know, it takes time.
You do, and you got to be able to tackle all of them. I agree. All right, anything else with that one?
So what's one way you would defend it, or what are teams, how are they defended you based on your offense?
They've zoned us. They pressure the ball a lot, but that's just been our couple of teams. It's hard to defend. When we've had our good teams, it's been hard to defend because we'll take 30 seconds off the clock, and then we're going to get a layup or something. You know, if you pressure the ball, if you make people, you know, make people maybe necessarily, they don't, the drive is there. So that's why I was saying I kind of run this read and react dribble drive kind of hybrid. So, so that's what people have forced us to kind of get out of our, get out of that a little bit. That's been one of the big ones for me, I think. What about you? What do you think?
I think for us is that, we saw a couple times teams run a similar variation of read and react at the collegiate level, and they were quick, and so we tried to pack it in a little bit more, getting off the ball, not being beat overplayed. So a lot of times we would actually focus more on the pack line, so we weren't getting constantly beat off the reads, getting basket cut very much, forcing them to take jump shots.
Yeah, yeah. Then they take away the middle, and they kind of force us off the line, and some of those things that are basic. But all right, full timeout.
That was our full timeout. How do we defend the read and react?
Oh, that was our full timeout? You didn't call it the full timeout. Oh,
okay. I did.
Did you?
Okay. I did. Maybe I didn't, but that was our full timeout.
I don't think you did. I swear. I'm going to rewind. If I did, I apologize. If I didn't, I told you so. There we go. How about that? I swear you didn't. Okay. Anyway. All right. Till next week, coach.
All right. Sounds good. Bye.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're enjoying this. Make sure if you want to hear more, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you want to hear other podcasts, go over and check out High School Hoops and Teacher Side Gig by Coach Collins. And subscribe, like, review all of them. 5-star reviews would be nice. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.